Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
This month, one of the widely hyped weight loss injections, Mounjaro, comes on the Irish market. So what will it mean for Irish people who are struggling with obesity, and how will they be able to access this drug? Our reporter, Maura Fay, has been looking into it all and joins us now. So Maura, will you explain to us exactly what this drug Mounjaro is and when it's going to be available here?
So Mounjaro is the brand name for a drug called tirzepatide. It will be available for private prescription from the 17th of February in Ireland. It's a weekly injection and is licensed for treating both weight loss and diabetes. It's manufactured by the pharmaceutical company Lilly. A spokesperson for the company said it will be putting the first maintenance dose of 5 milligrams into the Irish supply chain at a price in the region of €215 for a 4-dose pen. That's a month's supply. This will be the cost that Lilly supplies the medicine to distributors at.
Okay, we'll talk more about that in a minute, but why is there such interest in the thing?
I think the interest is sparked by the fact that Mounjaro appears to be currently the most effective drug for weight loss when compared to other drugs already on the market. If we look at semaglutide, it's sold under the brand name Ozempic for treating diabetes and the brand name Wegovy for weight loss. Studies suggest that people will experience an average about a 14.9% body weight change. In comparison, tirzepatide or Mounjaro, clinical trials suggest that there's an average about 20.9% body weight change in patients.
That's a significant difference. And I said earlier that it was described as the King Kong of weight loss drugs. And that tells you why. There has been a lot of confusion, though, about how these injections should be prescribed, Maura, and who should get them. So what can we expect in relation to how this one, Mounjaro, will be prescribed to people?
That's something I've been speaking to Dr. Michael Crotty about. He's a GP and he's the clinical lead for obesity with the Irish College of GPs. Firstly, Dr. Crotty wants to state that these drugs should not be prescribed to people who just want to be thin.
I think it's important for people to realise that this is a treatment for obesity. Now, obesity is a medical condition where excess fatty tissue has a negative impact on health. So these are not weight loss medications. They're not short-term kickstart resets. They're a lifelong medication for people who've got a chronic disease called obesity. And again, the causes of obesity are very complicated, genetic, environmental, metabolic, you know, biological. Obesity isn't a lack of willpower motivation. It's a neuroendocrine disease. So if somebody's health is significantly affected by excess weight or excess fatty tissue, that's what these treatments are proven to be safe and effective in treating. But I suppose these medications have been in many places misrepresented as skinny jabs, quick fixes, Hollywood's worst kept secret. That is not what they're for. So I think it's important we draw the distinction between the chronic disease of obesity, which is a medical issue, it's complicated, versus the cultural desire to be thin, which is a separate issue that is a sociocultural issue, diet culture, and is driven in different ways.
He also adds that it's not a panacea for obesity and patients should not ignore side effects.
There's a huge body of work around, you know, the importance of people understanding how to use them, why to use them, how to change doses, navigating the side effects. If people are losing more and more weight, then nutrition becomes even more important. I need, you know, lots of protein to protect my muscle mass, so I'm not losing huge amounts of muscle. I need to prioritize fiber to make my gut kind of work properly. I need to be, you know, focusing on sleep and stress patterns of eating to improve my health. So, you know, no treatment, no one treatment is a cure. These are all tools we have. Effective tools are fantastic, but again, people need support. From a side effect profile point of view, it's frankly scary what people will put up with when they're losing weight. Most people with obesity have been doing every diet there is out there, and they are well trained at enduring misery because they've done miserable diets their whole life, fighting against their biology. When people are on these medications, they will put up with a lot of side effects, and they shouldn't, because side effects are not in any way beneficial.
And that's Dr. Michael Crotty. Now, we've seen in the past with Ozempic more, there was a supply shortage due to demand. The Medical Council then, along with other bodies, issued guidance that Ozempic is indicated only for treating diabetes. And they said any other use, including for weight management, represents off-label use and currently places the availability of Ozempic for the indicated population at risk. So is there still a shortage of that drug, of Ozempic? And then are we likely to see a similar issue happen with this one, with Mounjaro?
Well, firstly on Mounjaro, I asked a spokesperson for Lilly, given the interest in the drug, are they anticipating supply shortages? They said, Lilly continues to invest and add manufacturing and supply capacity around the world. We have announced manufacturing investments globally totaling more than $20 billion since 2020. We are confident that we are prepared to meet the needs of Irish patients. On Ozempic, I spoke to the president of the Irish Pharmacy Union, Tom Murray, who's also a pharmacist in Donegal. He gave me an update on the Ozempic supply currently and his thoughts about prescribing it for diabetes ahead of obesity.
Obviously, the success of Ozempic, to some degree, it's the victim of its own success. It's been really successful for patients who are using it for weight management along with dietary and exercise and lifestyle changes. And that has massively increased the global demand of Ozempic. So right now, today, we've been told there's no shortages of Ozempic. But up until very lately, I know in my own pharmacy, the titration doses, so the early doses, the small dose you've got to start with, the 0.25 milligram was unavailable. The 0.5 milligram was inconsistently available. The actual treatment dose of 1 milligram, the supply chain seems to be okay at the moment. So my understanding is we're obliged to follow the regulatory advice. We do supply Ozempic on a priority basis because of that for type 2 diabetes patients, but we also do supply where it is an easy supply issues, we also do supply it for patients for weight management. From my point of view, and I've listened to some obesity consultant therapists, and I do understand their viewpoint that you can't equate diabetes as being more important or having primacy over obesity. I think that's a really difficult message to give. And it puts the patient and the pharmacist and the prescribing GP, all of us, in a very difficult situation. I can understand it in the case of Ozempic because the medicine is licensed only for diabetes. It's not licensed for obesity. Mounjaro will be licensed for both. So it'll be interesting to see if there's a priority given to one over the other. I sincerely hope there isn't, but that's an issue for the HPRA and the HSE.
Now, we know that Ozempic is free for diabetes patients. That's under the long-term illness scheme. So with Mounjaro, will that be available for free under the same scheme or any other community drug schemes like the medical card or the drugs payment scheme, Maura?
In the short term, no. It's only available on private prescription at a cost somewhere the north of €215 for a month's supply. There is a formal process to be followed before the HSE decides whether or not to reimburse a drug. The National Centre for Pharmaeconomics is the body that gives advice to the HSE on whether or not a drug is value for money. Now, the centre completed what's known as a rapid review of Mounjaro last summer. At that point, they did not make a recommendation on reimbursement, but said a full health technology assessment would be required. The centre is anticipating the submission of a dossier from the manufacturers of Mounjaro Lilly to enable the health technology assessment process to commence. It's basically a business case to say how this drug is value for money for the Irish taxpayer. The results of that health technology assessment then go to the HSE, and the HSE leadership team ultimately makes a decision on what to do. Now, it's worth pointing out that the HSE does currently partially reimburse the cost of one existing weight loss drug called Saxenda. If your BMI is 35 or over and you are pre-diabetic at the risk of cardiovascular disease, Saxenda is covered on the drugs payment scheme, capping the monthly cost at €80. I've been speaking to Professor Michael Barry, who is the clinical director of the National Centre for Pharmaeconomics, about this, and he thinks that the process will take at least 6 months, so it'll be closer towards the end of the year before we have clarity on whether Mounjaro will be included in any of the community drug schemes. Professor Barry says that even if the drug proves to be value for money, it still has to be taken into account what the overall impact on the HSE budget will be.
You can have a drug that's value for money, but it might have a very large budget impact. And I suspect that will be the case, that there will be a large budget impact. And as I said, when you combine both the indications for weight management and for diabetes, we could be looking at an expenditure of €500 million over 5 years. I mean, that is substantial. And I think it's something that wouldn't be undertaken lightly. And we've seen that different countries approach this in different ways. There was a really interesting paper recently on how countries approach this. Some countries will not reimburse these drugs, for example, like Germany. Other countries will place a condition around them, say like France, the UK, and indeed ourselves. And I think that's, if they're going to be reimbursed, then, you know, the drugs like tirzepatide and Mounjaro, then I think there will be conditions placed around them. I don't envisage a situation where all patients who would potentially benefit from these drugs will actually be receiving them through the community drug schemes. I just think that that would be unaffordable. And there is a sustainability issue here. So that's a very important point. So I suspect, like we do at the moment with Saxenda, that's liraglutide, we have conditions around it that the BMI must be 35 or greater. There must be evidence of prediabetes, and there must be evidence of cardiovascular risk, be that hypertension, high blood pressure, or high cholesterol. So I suspect that if we do reimburse tirzepatide or Mounjaro, it will be subjected to a process very similar to what we have for Saxenda right now.
And what's the HSE saying about the situation, Maura?
So the HSE says it cannot make any comment on possible outcomes from the health technology assessment of Mounjaro while the process is ongoing. Just on the prescription of Ozempic for weight loss management, a spokesperson for the medical council says it has at no point said that doctors should not prescribe Ozempic or that semaglutide should not be used in the treatment of obesity. Rather, the purpose of their previous communication was to help raise awareness of supply issues and the need for mindful prescribing. And also, the Health Products Regulatory Authority is again stressing to people, do not buy counterfeit versions of these medicines online or from other unregulated sources, as they may be falsified, counterfeit, contaminated, improperly stored and transported. And this poses a significant risk to the health of those who use them.
Maura, thank you very much. That's Maura Fay, our reporter there. Now, we have some sad news to bring you, because we've just heard that John Clark, the husband of the late Marion Finucane, died this morning. And you'll know that John had been a guest on this programme and many RTE programmes over the past number of years, particularly since Marion herself died. And you'll remember him talking so warmly about the relationship he and Marion had in his book, in the documentary. And I remember being at Marion's funeral, and when John stood and delivered the eulogy for Marion, everybody in that church was so extraordinarily moved by his depth of feeling for Marion and just the articulate way that he spoke about their deep relationship over the years. So our deepest sympathies to all of the family, both for myself and all of us here in RTÉ Radio 1.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.